chairs, no waiting. Episode number 494, Hal Smith, Howard Morris, and more. Two chairs is brought to you every week by the folks over at weaversdepartmentstore.com. Christmas time's coming, guys. Time to head over there. Get you a I'm Going to Nashville t-shirt with Floyd the Barber. Oh, that's a good one. I'm partial. You can also get you an Andy Griffith long sleeve t-shirt. It'd be great for a Halloween costume. And make sure you don't miss out on the 2019 Andy Griffith Show wall calendar. You can get a combo set right now. Head over to weaversdepartmentstore.com and check it out. Two Chairs No Waiting is also brought to you by donations just from listeners just like you. Executive producer of this episode is Court Howell. Hello, and welcome to Two Chairs No Waiting. I'm Alan Newsome, your host. And it is always great to spend a little bit of time with you here in Mayberry. Great fun, great times. I always have fun. We are going to be hearing on this episode a little bit more about Hal Smith, because we talked about Hal last week, if you'll remember. We had we got a little bit of special voicemail that came in this week. So I definitely wanted to play those for you, because I know you're going to enjoy them. So that's what we're going to play first. And then we're going to head over to Randy Turner's great report. And this week, it's on Howard Morris. So we have got just a full lineup for you guys. I know you're going to enjoy it. I know it was fun for me just putting it together, so I know you're going to. All right, so let's get this thing going. I believe we should let's go with Randy Turner first this week and lead off, because Randy's always ready to go. So, Randy, take it away.
Welcome to This Week in Mayberry History, a report by special correspondent Randy Turner of the Gomer and Goober Pyle Comic Book Literary Guild for the Mayberry Historical Society.
It's Ernest T. Bass.
Ernest T. What?
How do what you do, doing? Randy Turner?
I'm not Randy Turner. I'm the announcer.
What do you mean you're not Randy Turner?
I'm here to meet Randy Turner. I like him because he learns me a lot.
Yeah.
When I listen to him right here on this hair contraption.
Yeah, that's a good
yes, good. He helps me with my true love romance.
Well, that's sweet.
I want to meet him. If you don't let me meet him.
I'm going to pick up this hair rock and heft it right through there. When
no, you won't.
I will.
I won't.
Will.
I won't.
Will.
What? Man,
now, Ernest.
Randy Turner, where are you?
He's strange, this one.
Howard Morris played the crazed mountain man Ernest T. Bass in 5 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, but he was also instrumental as a director of several more. Howard was born on September the 4th, 1919 in the Bronx. A classically trained Shakespearean actor, during World War II, Howard was assigned to the Army's Special Services Unit, along with fellow soldier Carl Reiner. The unit entertained troops throughout the Pacific Theater during the war. Howard later joined Sid Caesar's comedy ensemble for the legendary live sketch comedy series Your Show of Shows, whose cast also included Reiner. On April the 3rd, 1954, Howard played Uncle Goopy in a sketch parody of the show This Is Your Life. The physical comedy of Morris clinging to Sid Caesar, while Carl Reiner tries in vain to keep the tribute on track, really cannot be adequately described. Howard milked the comedy for everything it was worth and more. Just when you think it could not go any further, it does. Howard said it was the favorite sketch he ever did on the show, and it has attained a legendary status. Billy Crystal once said he was so influenced by the sketch that he would cling onto his father's leg and have him drag him to bed like Sid Caesar. Conan O'Brien said he knew he wanted to enter comedy when he saw the sketch as a child. In 1959, Howard performed his first voice work for animation in the short Stop Driving Us Crazy, voicing Rusty, a Martian spy who mistakenly thinks cars are the inhabitants of Earth, enslaved by two-legged creatures who run on alcohol. In 1961, Howard provided all the voices other than the lead character in an animated version of Jules Pfeiffer's story of Monroe, a 4-year-old boy who receives a draft notice. the cartoon won an Academy Award. Howard voiced Beetle Bailey for the first time in 1962. He continued to voice Beetle alongside Alan Melvin as Sergeant Snorkel in various projects, including a Beetle Bailey series for which he and Alan even wrote a couple of the episodes. Throughout his career, Howard did extensive voice work in addition to his acting and other endeavors. One of the most famous was playing rock star Jet Screamer in The Jetsons. There are far too many projects to list here. His last voice work was as Gopher in a 2011 Winnie the Pooh short for Disney. Howard's best-known non-sketch role is unquestionably Mayberry's Ernest T. Bass, who first appeared in Mountain Wedding, convinced that Charlene and Dud's marriage didn't count, since Andy, who had performed the ceremony, was not a preacher. He appeared four more times, the character needing to be used sparingly as he was so over the top. In his final appearance, Andy had hired Ernest T. to be the school crossing guard, as Ernest T. was trying to save up $12 for his honeymoon once he married his sweet Romina, because tents cost money. Howard also became known as a comedy director. He directed 8 episodes of The Andy Griffith Show, doing cameos in 3 of them. 2 of the cameos were as off-screen voices, playing a radio announcer in The Family Visit and Leonard Blush in Barney's Bloodhound. In Andy and Helen Have Their Day, which he also directed, he played George, the TV repairman. Howard also directed episodes of Gomer Pyle USMC, The Dick Van Dyke Show, The Love Boat, and many others. He directed 14 episodes of Hogan's Heroes, and he also directed films such as With 6 You Get Egg Roll. Howard passed away in 2005. The goopy sketch from Your Show of Shows was shown at his funeral, and Carl Reiner was one of his eulogizers, who marveled at Howard's ability to improvise. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening. And remember to take Andy's advice and go out there and act like somebody.
Wow. We want to thank you, Randy. Thank you so much for that that great report. If you want to make sure you don't miss any of Randy's reports, head over to turnersgrade@gmail.com. That's turnersgrade@gmail.com. And make sure you don't miss any of Randy's amazing reports that he does for us. I mean, almost every week. Plus, he does all kinds of other stuff. Do not miss out. So thank you again, Randy. Always a pleasure to get to hear from you. So, folks, we have a couple of voicemails that we got. You know, last week, our episode was about Hal Smith, if you'll recall. So Hal Smith was Otis on the Andy Griffith Show, but he was so much more. He was much more than that. So I'm not going to talk anymore. I want to let you hear a special lady who called in to give us a little bit of feedback about Hal herself. So take it away.
So this is Margaret Carey, also known as Bess Muggins and Helen Scobie on the Andy Griffith Show. Quick story about Hal Smith, who just had his birthday. My son was, many of you know Eric, he was about 9. He had given up on Santa Claus. He didn't want to burst it out and say to his 2 younger sisters, but we're going to the Brown Derby one evening, and out of a side door comes Santa Claus. And he says, "Hi, Eric, how are you? I know you want a bike. Oh, I remember you, little Christina. I know what you want." And then he looked down and gave a family name, nickname, to the little one. "Oh, Budgie. Oh, how are you? I've got your little doll for you." And, of course, Eric is just beside himself. Well, my husband and I knew it was Hal Smith, but he never let on. He wished us all a Merry Christmas, and instead of going right to his car, he disappeared through the cars at the parking lot. And he didn't want any idea that Santa Claus had not really visited our family. Bless you, Hal Smith. I adore you. I'm so happy that I have known you. Bye.
Wow. Thank you, Margaret. Thank you for calling in. And wow, sharing some stories about how when we were on the cruise, Margaret did some of that with us as well. She gave us some feedback, just telling us about some of her times she'd worked with Hal. So thank you so much. It's just so fun to hear from people that actually knew our, well, in this case, it's one of our Andy Griffith Show cast members talking about one of the others. It's always a lot of fun to hear that kind of story. Now, this next one, this next voicemail that we got, also about Hal Smith, is pretty close to the same as what we just heard as far as, you know, cast-wise. Well, let you go ahead and hear this.
Hi, Alan. It's Peter Ackerman calling. I'm Eleanor Donahue's son, who played Andy's girlfriend on the first season. I just wanted to tell you how much I love the Hal Smith episode you just did. I met Hal only once, and it was at an autograph show in Southern California where I was living. And he even sang for me the song of a children's show he hosted when I was a kid for me. I have his autographed picture from the Saturday I saw him. Sadly, he died, I think, a couple days later during the Northridge quake. I think that's when he suffered his heart attack. But I really appreciate the memories. I really appreciate the show, the podcast. I listen to it regularly. Thank you, and God bless.
Wow. Thank you so much, Peter. That is, it really touches me when we have folks that are the children of the cast members or the cast members that actually listen to this show, because it's great honor. And thank you so much for calling in with your memories of Hal as well. Thank you. Wow. I just can't say enough. So thank you again for calling in. The executive producer of tonight's episode, I think I said it, is Court Howell. Court Howell is also another one of our, the children of one of our cast members, Hulk Howell, who played Dud Walsh. So folks, this was this episode in particular had several little treats like that for us to see. So anyway, that's some feedback that we had from last week's episode. I got a little bit of voicemail feedback since we just heard from Margaret. Let's see if we can't, I can tell you this story. This is not from Margaret, but it's from Eric, her son, Eric Norquist. And Eric has this to say. He said, "I grew up with Hal Smith as a family friend. Over the years, he worked with my mother, Margaret Carey, and with my father, Richard Brown, on at least six of his television series. After I grew up, I cast Hal on several of my own shows. Hal Smith was as sweet, generous, and talented as they come. What a great guy." And that's from Eric Norquist, Margaret Carey's son, the one who Hal dressed up with Santa for. So what do you think of that? I thought that was nice. I had another little bit of voicemail feedback. This was about an episode from a long time ago, January 31st, 2011. You know, that's pretty far back. It was episode number 121. We're at 490. Wow. It was a while back. And it was called Don Knotts' Ferrara Friends. So Richard writes in. And I think his name's Twaits, is how you'd probably say it. Richard Twaits. He wrote in to say, or about that episode, "Son of Italian natives, Filomena and Luis Ferrara, father to my mother, Virginia, and four others, and an incredible grandfather to 15. Talking about Richard, Richard Ferrara. Really miss this character that had many nicknames, but who I like to call Grandpa." So this is his grandfather. So that episode's about his grandfather, Don Knotts' Ferrara Friends. And he says, he goes on to say, "I appreciate this. It brings tears of joy." So thank you so much, Richard. I really do appreciate that. The Ferrara's Friends is what it was called. Again, it was episode number 121. You guys can go back and listen to that or watch it. There's a video version as well. But it was Don's close friends, Don, you know, and this is the grandson. So again, it is so touching to find out from family members. I've had several, you know, Jack Dodson's daughter has written to me, and it's just been, I don't want to leave anyone out. But it's just, it's amazing. You know, I'm friends with, I should have said this during, since we're talking about Howard Morris, guys, you need to go over and check out ErnestT.com because David Morris, Howard's son, does that website and he has items for sale over there. He's got t-shirts that have Ernest T. Bass on them. Definitely something you can't get those at Weaver's. So head over and check them out. He also has signed rocks or those rocks, those squishy rocks that you like stress balls or something. And they're signed as either Ernest T. or Howard Morris. And he got pictures and stuff like that. So go and check it out. And if you go, I do believe you can get a free Ernest T. Bass for President bumper sticker for your car at the same time. So go and check out ErnestT.com. Friends, we have been so blessed through the years to be able to be a part of the lives of people like this. And again, I'm just feeling all blessed. Here it is, Labor Day. And just remembering people and friends. It's just a special thing. So I got one more voicemail feedback, not voicemail, written over at YouTube. This came from YouTube. And this was in reference to episode number 468. It's called Andy and the Mayberry Gang. It came out March the 6th, 2018. And Eric Sanchez wrote this. I think it's funny, Eric, so thanks. He wrote in to say, please don't take this the wrong way, but whenever I'm having trouble sleeping, I listen to your show, and it will usually fall into a near comatose state within the first few minutes. Something about the cadence of your voice. I've made at least four attempts to actually listen to this particular episode, number 468, Andy and his Mayberry friends. I've made at least four attempts to listen to this particular episode, but I haven't made it past the 4 minute mark yet. So I wrote him back and said, Eric, thank you. At least I'm helping people sleep. At least I know that. And I feel like my podcast is doing some good, even though my talking may be as dry as dust. Thanks for trying to listen is what I wrote him. He wrote me back again and said, because I had actually said, I feel like Reverend Tucker, dry as dust. And he wrote back and said, Reverend Tucker, laugh, LOL. When I listen in the daytime, I'm usually fine. Usually, so I hope, do not listen to this podcast driving a car. This is a public service announcement. He said, during the daytime, I'm usually fine when I listen to these episodes. So don't go punishing yourself like Andy told Gomer. So thank you, Enrico. Thank you very much for writing me. And hey, I did not take this poorly. I thought it was actually funny because as I said, I think maybe it was in the pre-show, I listen at night. I have an iPod Nano, a little iPod. And I listen to the old radio shows of Dragnet. And because they're monotone and yes, ma'am, just the facts, ma'am, because it helps me go to sleep. So that's what I thought of when you said that you're listening to them at night. And I usually fall into a near comatose state within the first few minutes. I just love it. So I'm glad I was able to help you. So folks, there's your possibility, especially that particular episode, number 468. Maybe you want to download that and just put it in your ear and listen to it when you're trying to fall asleep at night, and it will help you fall asleep quicker. There you go. So public service, do not drive a vehicle while operating this podcast. Okay. All right. So that's all I have from feedback from folks for this week. But I do have some sad news that I have to pass along, some very sad news, especially since just recently we lost Dean Webb, as you've probably read in the bullet and you heard here on the podcast. Well, I got news just before the podcast began from Beverly and Rodney Dillard saying, it is with heavy hearts. That we just learned of the passing of Sandy Webb, Dean Webb's wife, after a short battle with an aggressive cancer. Her death was very unexpected, and our prayers go out to Jennifer, Michael, and the grandkids. Rest in peace. So we just found this out. This is Dean Webb's wonderful wife, Sandy. She was always always so nice and kind around us. I had one other person report this. It was from Tony Farley. He said, "Mayberry family, I have sad news to pass along. Sandy Webb, the wife of Dean Webb, passed away unexpectedly early this morning. Dean passed away earlier this summer. Please keep their family in your thoughts and prayers, especially their daughter, Jennifer Clark." So Jennifer and her family. Sandy was a retired school teacher and a dear friend to many of us. She will be greatly missed. So hate to end the podcast on a low note, but I felt like I needed to make sure that got out there because Dean was such a wonderful person and Sandy was as well, that I am so sad to hear of this situation. So anyway, but our hearts are still filled with the joy and laughter of knowing them for so many years and seeing them and watching Dean on the TV and playing his mandolin as one of the darling boys. I know we'll all keep them in our hearts. I'm sure there'll be more words said coming up at Mayberry Days in just a few more weeks. And folks, just keep their family in your prayers as you go throughout the week. And just keep your chin up and go and tell your family how thankful you are for them, because we just never know when things could happen. All right. Well, I'm getting out on a sad note, but hopefully you're not sad from being here at Mayberry with me. I'd like to hear from you. You can give me a call at 888-684-8415. You can drop by twochairsnowaiting.com and click the contact button. And there's other ways you can get in touch with me, and you can find out right there. Just email me at floyd@mayberry.com. However you'd like to do it, I'd love to hear from you. Hey, I want to thank you for being here with me. Happy Labor Day. I know it's a little late by the time most of you hear this, but I hope you had a great Labor Day and have a great Mayberry Days month, because that's what we have. September is Mayberry Days month, the last full weekend of September. We'll see you in Mount Airy. So until next time, everybody, have a great Mayberry month. We'll see you then.